This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that the world is looking towards India today for solutions to various global problems. In a video message at the Genomics Data Conclave in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said the Genome India project marks a defining moment in the country's biotechnology landscape. The Prime Minister noted that the combination of biotechnology and biomass in the 21st century forms a crucial foundation for a developed India as a bioeconomy. He highlighted that in the past 10 years, the bioeconomy has jumped from $10 billion to $150 billion today. The Prime Minister also lauded the release of the Genome India data, hailing it as a historical step for research and healthcare in the nation. Mr. Modi mentioned that genome sequences of 10,000 Indians from various groups have been analyzed and its data is now available at the Indian Biological Data Center. This data can be used by researchers, scientists, and scholars across India. During the event, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh released the Framework for Exchange of Data Protocols and launched the IBDC Data Access Portal. Dr. Singh said that the last decade has been a game changer for biotechnology in India. President Draupadi Murmu has reached at Bhubaneswar on a two-day visit to her home state, Odisha. The president was accorded a warm welcome by Governor of Odisha, Haribabu Kambhampati, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, and other senior dignitaries at the Biju Patnaik International Airport yesterday. A large number of folk dancers and cultural troops greeted the president when she moved towards the Raj Bhavan. The president is scheduled to attend the valedictory function of the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will chair the Ambassadors' Roundtable in New Delhi today ahead of the Aero India 2025. According to the Defence Ministry, invitations have been extended to ambassadors and high commissioners of over 150 friendly countries to participate in the event. The 15th edition of Asia's biggest aero show, Aero India 2025, will be held at the Air Force Station Yelahanka in Bengaluru, Karnataka, from the 10th to the 14th of the next month. The theme of the event is The Runway to a Billion Opportunities. Aero India will provide a unique platform for forging partnerships between foreign and Indian firms to accelerate the indigenization process and showcase cutting-edge technologies. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will confer the 34th National Youth Parliament Competition 2023-24 prizes for Kendriya Vidyalayas today in New Delhi. The Parliamentary Affairs Ministry, in a statement, said that around 150 Kendriya Vidyalayas spread over 25 regions of the Kendriya Vidyalaya Sangathan have been part of the competition. It also added that the Youth Parliament scheme aims at inculcating among the younger generations the spirit of self-discipline, tolerance of diverse opinions, and other virtues of a democratic way of life. The Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 will kick off at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports said that the three-day event aims to provide a unique platform for youth to present innovative solutions for Viksit Bharat. It will offer young leaders an opportunity to engage directly with policymakers, national and global icons, while contributing their ideas for shaping the nation's future. The ministry said that young leaders from across the country have participated in various events to articulate their ideas for Viksit Bharat, with the participation of close to 30 lakh youth. A total of 3,000 dynamic and motivated youth have been selected to participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions during night and early morning hours in some parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttar Pradesh today. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over Bihar, Jharkhand, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and northeastern states for the next coming day. It has also said that the cold wave conditions are expected over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh today. IMD predicts isolated heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the weekend. And that is the end of this news bulletin.